yoga practice is important. Because yoga practice enables one to see the Lord in the heart. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart as the super soul. Now yoga is the process through which one sees the Lord in the heart. Samadhi is the stage when the yogi sees the Lord in the heart. Now when one sees the Lord in the heart, what's he going to do? What's going to happen to him? What will happen to him? When a small person comes in front of a great person, what happens to a small person? Right. If he is not envious. If he is envious, then he says, "Oh, why you are so big? I should be in your position." But if a person is in proper sense, proper consciousness, then he will automatically surrender himself to the greater person. Now the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the greatest of all personalities, when one sees him, what will happen to him? He will naturally surrender. And this surrender is the beginning of devotion. That is why it is said that after perfection of yoga, one becomes a devotee. Or the other way around, when one becomes a devotee, it has to be understood that he has achieved the yogic perfection. Makes sense? When one becomes a devotee, it has to be understood, as Prabhupada is saying, that he has achieved yogic perfection. Because the devotion is beyond yogic perfection. When one is in college, did he finish his high school? Does it have to be separately proven that he has finished his high school? Because he is in the college, it's understood that he has finished his high school. Similarly, when one is in the platform of devotional service, it has to be understood that he has achieved the perfection of yoga. Then what else? What other processes? Austerities, penances, sacrifice. Why sacrifice? Why does one perform sacrifice? Fire sacrifice. So that the Lord will appear from the sacrifice. So that the Lord will be pleased with the offering. So if the purpose of performing sacrifice is to please the Lord, and if we have the direct access to please the Lord, is there any need to perform sacrifice? So in this way we can see that all the other processes, austerities, penances, sacrifice, charity, yoga perfection, all these are subservient to devotional service. Devotional service is the highest achievement.